With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Hodag Dome in Rhinelander rises again. The school district of Rhinelander says the dome was successfully reinflated last week. Repair work goes on after the dome was damaged during an ice storm earlier this year when power failed and a backup generator failed to operate to keep the dome up. In the past several days, cables on the exterior of the dome were adjusted and patching of exterior holes was completed. Now they're working on patching holes inside the dome. Lighting repairs are also underway, with improvements planned for lighting over the tennis court. While the dome itself is progressing well, repairs to the tennis court and track, both of which sustained damage, will need to be done at a later date. A report from Horizon, which is doing the repair work, says the dome should be ready to host Rhinelander High School's graduation ceremony on June 1st. A final decision on the location of graduation will be made by the end of next week. Work is also ongoing to improve the dome's emergency power system. As the beautiful weather this week is enticing people to spend more time outdoors, health officials are reminding people to protect their skin. Areas frequently exposed to the sun are more prone to melanoma, though it can develop anywhere on the body. Monitoring for new or changing moles, spots that grow quickly, or alterations in existing skin marks is crucial. Dr. Patrick Kehoe is a board-certified dermatologist with Aspirus Health.
The UV light from sun increases our risk for melanoma, and the best way to protect that from that sun exposure is with wide-brim hats and long-sleeve shirts. That is actually even more effective than sunscreen. It's important to put sunscreen wherever you can't cover yourself with a hat or a long-sleeve shirt, but that's the most important thing you can do to prevent melanoma.
Detecting melanoma early significantly diminishes the risk of it spreading to other body parts. Things to look for on a mole include asymmetric moles, uneven edges, multiple colors within a mole, ones that are larger than a pencil eraser, and changes over time.
Melanoma, unfortunately, can spread relatively quickly. Some patients can have melanoma spread within months of it appearing. Fortunately, most cases of melanoma are a bit slower, and so as long as we catch it early, usually the risk is quite low.
Melanoma is the deadliest and the third most common type of skin cancer. About 7,500 people die each year of melanoma. It's that time of year where we see young wildlife throughout the North Woods. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people to keep wildlife wild, especially when it comes to fawns. If you encounter a fawn while outdoors, do not touch it or intervene in any way. There's a good chance it's right where it's supposed to be and its mother isn't far away. In the first few weeks of life, fawns stay quiet and hidden while their mothers look for food nearby. Their spotted coats and minimal scent are their best defenses in the first few weeks of life. While fawns can walk from birth, it takes them a few weeks to become fast enough to keep up with their mothers and avoid predators. In Wisconsin, it's against the law to take an animal from the wild to keep as a pet or to provide unlicensed rehabilitation. You must have a license to conduct wildlife rehabilitation, and you should never try to care for a wild animal to protect their health and yours. The Wood County Sheriff's Office is calling for state regulation on cryptocurrency ATMs. Lieutenant Scott Goldberg says his department has found themselves caught in the middle of too many legal disputes between the operators and someone who has been scammed.
That money could sit in our evidence for several months or longer while that's being litigated in court.
Goldberg says the companies have been aggressive in pursuing the release of those funds before the court process is over.
And they are ultimately sending, you know, us threatening type emails and trying to push back on us. And we want to make it very clear that we are going to continue to do these types of investigations.
Goldberg says that means someone's life savings could sit in an evidence locker for months when they need it the most.
These are sometimes some of our most vulnerable elderly people that they want that money for things that they need to survive. It's money that they've saved for their entire lives.
Goldberg says there are two big guardrails that could be put in place to prevent these scams, a hold on to accounts, and daily deposit limits.
So someone can't request to put $40,000 in that machine. Maybe there's a daily limit of $1,000 or $2,000 in that machine.
Goldberg says the best way to protect yourself is to stay out of crypto transactions unless you have a background with the currency. Also, never deposit funds into machines because someone else is telling you to. That's often the first red flag to indicate a scam. A month after the Trump administration announced sweeping tariffs on imports to the U.S., the pork and soybean industries are closely watching how countries respond. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports.
Weekly export sales for U.S. pork recently hit a marketing year low, in part because China canceled 12,000 metric tons. Iowa State Extension economist Chad Hart says agricultural export sales fluctuate, but aggregate data over the last 4 months shows countries are buying less U.S. pork.
We've been seeing a fairly downward trend, and I think pork producers have been factoring that in as they are looking at how they're marketing their animals over time.
Hart emphasizes the tariff impacts vary by industry. The time of year matters too. He says the majority of soybean export sales have already been made and delivered this marketing year, which ends in August. The U.S.-China trade war could have a much greater impact on the soybean industry if retaliatory tariffs are still in place this fall. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Audrey Backberg disappeared from a small city in south-central Wisconsin 62 years ago after reportedly hitchhiking with her family's babysitter and catching a bus to Indianapolis. Nobody ever knew where she went or what happened to her. All that changed last week when she was found alive and safe in another state, thanks to the fresh eyes from a deputy who took over the case in February. Detective Isaac Hansen said Monday he discovered an out-of-state arrest record that matched Backberg. Hansen says Backberg chose to leave the town of Reedsburg on her own accord, likely due to an abusive husband. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.